Italian. There's lots more at ShyTopCabbie.com. That's ShyTopCabbie.com for nomination and voting info.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow on Wednesday. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. WGN News Time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic, and here is Vic Vaughn.
It's cloudy, 64 at O'Hare. A terrorist attack in Paris overnight. The entire attack streamed online at Facebook Live. We have details right after WGN Traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
And good morning. Pretty clear on the roadways. We do have an accident, though, westbound on I-90. The Jane Addams still near Dundee. Two left lanes remain blocked with that. Otherwise, no delays on the main expressways. Most of the overnight road work has been cleared. Mayor Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
French President François Hollande is holding emergency meetings this morning after a man claiming allegiance to ISIS carried out a knife attack against a high-ranking police commander and his female companion, also a police official, overnight near Paris. Both were killed in the attack, which was videoed on cell phone and streamed online at Facebook Live. The attacker took the couple's three-year-old child. Police later found the attacker's body inside a home. It's not clear how he died. The child was found alive. The attacker's Facebook account has been suspended. ISIS has claimed responsibility. Thousands of people gathered last night in downtown Orlando, Florida, for a vigil to support the victims and survivors of Sunday morning's shooting rampage at a gay club in the city. 49 people killed, 53 others wounded. The gunman who pledged allegiance to ISIS was eventually shot and killed by police. President Obama heads to Orlando today to pay his respects to victims and their families. Another large vigil in Chicago last night at Halsted and Roscoe. Mayor Emanuel addressing the crowd.
We as a city, the city of big shoulders, the city of big hearts, will stand shoulder to shoulder with the LGBTQ community and the Hispanic community, not only in our city, but across this country.
A makeshift memorial at the center on Halsted continues to grow. Golden retrievers from the Chicago area were flown to Orlando yesterday. Comfort dogs visiting the families touched by the attack.
This is the best thing that everyone can do, just get together.
Luna Menendez says she lost two friends in the shooting at Pulse Nightclub. She's now spending some quality time with those dogs from suburban Northbrook. The city's released more emails from former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy.
In one exchange, McCarthy felt his firing was unfair, but stated that, quote, "I only pray that what we've done as a team doesn't get undone by the next person. Life is sometimes unfair, but I've had a great run," end quote. Another email called McCarthy a sacrificial lamb, and even his interim replacement, John Escalante, compared him to a character in a James Cagney movie. About a dozen of the emails released were sympathetic messages after his firing in December. Rob Martier, WGN News.
And the city confirms that high levels of lead have been found in the drinking water on campus at five more of its public schools, bringing the total number to 19 schools now. One of them, Blair Early Childhood Center, a school for disabled children on the south side. A group of aldermen are calling for public hearings on the issue. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Innett.
Good morning, Vic. The Golden State Warriors had a chance to claim a second straight NBA championship in front of their home fans last night. Didn't happen. Now the Warriors' next chance will come on the road in Cleveland. The Cavaliers outscored the Warriors in the second half, 51-36, holding Golden State to 13 fourth-quarter points to win Game 5, 112-97. Along the way, they set a finals record, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving becoming the first teammates to each score 40 in a finals game. 41 each, to be exact. Klay Thompson at 37 for Golden State. Steph Curry, 25. Game 6 in Cleveland Thursday. The Warriors lead the series 3-2. A late night on the south side turned out to be worth it for the White Sox, who spotted the Detroit Tigers a 7-0 head start, then came back for a wild 10-9, 12-inning victory. Adam Eaton, the game-winning hit in the 12th. The Sox had tied it with two in the ninth to force extras. Another rough outing for James Shields, though, in a second outing for the White Sox. Zach Duke got the win as the Sox got back to the 500 mark. Latest showdown between the Cubs and Nationals goes to Washington. Max Scherzer, too tough for the Cubs, retiring the first 16 batters he faced. He allowed two hits over seven, and Washington beat the Cubs 4-1. Kyle Hendricks taking the loss to fall to 4-6. Addison Russell had a home run for the Cubs to break up Scherzer's bid for a perfect game. They will play in Washington again tonight. I'm Dave Hennett, WGN Sports.
After 10 years of working at an Allstate agency, Jason Herbers decided to open his own. He knew that by being the agency owner, he could build equity in the business. Allstate gave him the opportunity to earn what he's really worth, so he jumped right in. As a new Allstate agency owner, Jason is thrilled about the freedom and earnings he's already seen. Instead of working for someone else, he's building equity for the future. Now all his hard work is going towards his bottom line, a feeling he knows he can't find anywhere else. Right now, Allstate is searching for new agency owners in the Chicagoland area. It's a great opportunity for driven individuals looking to earn what they're really worth, like Jason Herbert, or maybe like you. Learn how you can become an Allstate agency owner. Visit allstateagent.com or text your email address to 71234 for additional information. Subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a 3-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Remember, for over 40 years, Lindeman Chimney's been Chicagoland's premier chimney and fireplace company. From annual cleanings to fireplace remodels, choose Lindeman at cleanfireplace.com.
Homeowners, if the tire on your car goes flat, you fix it. If your heater breaks down, you fix it. Right now, if your home has low water pressure, or you get scalded in the shower when someone flushes, or you or your neighbors have already had leaks, in other words, your pipes aren't working, you can get them fixed too, in as little as one day. I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists. For a limited time, on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Get great pressure, clean, clear water, be able to take a shower, and run the washing machine at the same time. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you get new, high-quality pipes without a fuss. So repipe with us, and you too can enjoy great water pressure in your home with a lifetime guarantee. Just call 800-737-4746. That's 800-REPIPING, 800-737-4746.
Your money on WGN. In Asia, markets mixed. The Nikkei lost a percent in value. The Hang Seng off about a half percent. The Shanghai finished with modest gains. Trading's sliding in Europe this morning. Markets in England, France, and Germany now more than a percent off. Oil and gold futures pointing to a lower start to trading, as are major index futures in the U.S. We have your numbers coming up with Steve Grzanich next on this morning's Opening Bell. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Cloudy today, will be in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms. Storms move into the area by mid-morning, and that chance of rain hangs around pretty much all day into tonight. It's 64 at O'Hare, 72 at Midway, 70 in Riverdale, 64 at the lakefront. Next news at 5:30 or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Vic Vaughn at Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's not just about sitting back and reacting to this. Santi has said time and time again, you guys have to help write the rules here. We're going to do this differently. You're going to have your independence. We have the shared sense of alignment. So let's dream big. Let's think about what's possible. And that's going to be kind of first principle.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. It is 5:08, and today is Tuesday. It's June 14th, 2016. Welcome to another edition of the Opening Bell, and welcome to another business day. Lots going on around the world. You heard there in the open the two CEOs, of one of them from Microsoft, the other from LinkedIn, about their big acquisition yesterday, Microsoft buying LinkedIn. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. How does it mean? How does it change LinkedIn? How will it change LinkedIn? How will it change Microsoft? Lots of questions to be answered. There are also some questions being asked today about the propriety of it. There may have been a little bit of leak before it happened, enabling some people to profit a little bit more, or maybe not profit a little bit more off of it. Federal authorities may be investigating just whether or not there may have been some advance warning of that, but that's another story for another day. Let's start first with your market intel from around the world. From the WGN Market Desk, things do not look good this morning. First, let's start in Europe. Actually, all of the world indices are now lower in Europe. everything's off almost 1.5%. The DAX appears to be the worst of it. The FTSE is off 216 points. The DAX off 107, off about 1%. In Asia overnight, same story, everything off pretty much 1%. The Nikkei off nearly 160 points here in the United States. Dow futures are off 38. S&P and NASDAQ futures are down as well. What is going on? There is a lot of concern around the world about the Brexit, which is all of this terminology that we've been using for those people in the UK, the Britons leaving the European Union, the exit, the Brexit, as it were. The latest polls, several of them now, showing that it is tightening. There was a poll on Friday that showed there was a lot of support for this. This is how the media in Great Britain handling this morning. Here's a reporter from Reuters.
You can actually touch the feeling of uncertainty here at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. The question whether the British will leave us or not is the all-decisive topic here. Everything else comes second.
And not just here. Across Europe, shares were down around 1% on fears of a Brexit. A poll on Friday giving the Leave vote a 10% lead.
And the big part of this today, several new polls showing that the support, this thing is tightening, more and more people leaning toward the Brexit. Let's bring in Heather Long, one of the senior reporters at CNN Money, who's been writing about this and following this. Heather, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Good morning. Yeah.
I saw, you know, I follow you very closely and I love CNN Money. And sometimes the graphics really get me going. But you have it was the big bear grabbing the globe this week and all of the arrows pointing down. It really kind of sums it up, right? I mean, this is a time bomb waiting to go off, is what one person wrote.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to explain it. You know, we got about a week to go here. And as you said, the polls have really changed dramatically. I think when we came into June, the assumption was it's not going to happen. But those polls have flipped, and now there's a slight lead, as you were saying, for the Leave vote. And I was just talking to my colleagues in London this morning, and they pointed out that The Sun, it's not one of the biggest newspapers there, but it's certainly, I would probably be like one of the Chicago papers, has come out and said that they actually support. They'd had an editorial today saying that they support the Leave vote. So, and I think just looking at the numbers since the start of June, the UK stock market is down 3%, and the pound. So where a lot of this is coming through is in the currency, the trade. So the pound, the British pound against the dollar, is down about 3%, which is a really big move in the currency market. So it's coming through there first. We saw another big move yesterday, and then it's rocking the stock market as well.
One of the reporters that I follow from Reuters, and there have been varying, you know, claims about what is going to happen if this Brexit is voted for, but everybody seems to agree that there will be negative consequences. The reporter that I saw, the commentary I saw, was that if you're not prepared, if your portfolio is not prepared for turmoil, it better be. Tell me exactly how is this going to impact my portfolio here in the United States? How is it going to impact the world economy?
Yeah, well, it certainly will impact the British and European economies, and that's why you're seeing the biggest dips there. I do think there's a lot of debate about what it means for Americans, as probably has been pointed out before. You remember when we were talking about China earlier this year, the United States, while we do trade with other nations, is still heavily reliant on what U.S. consumers and U.S. businesses are buying. And that still drives 70% of our economy. So there's been a lot of debate on research among researchers and on Wall Street of, okay, this is clearly going to cause world markets to go down. We are already seeing that in the stock market and the performance so far in June, particularly the last few days. But in terms of whether or not this could trigger a United States recession, I think that's a lot less likely. And again, you could see even when China was really tanking and fears of a huge slowdown there earlier in the year, it didn't trigger a downturn in the United States. So so I would say your portfolio is going to take the biggest blow. I'm not sure that this would be enough to trigger a global recession. But again, it's uncertainty, and everybody hates uncertainty.
Yeah, and I suppose what really concerns me and others is that it's impacting potentially, at least we're seeing that it possibly is, the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates. So they're clearly concerned about it.
No doubt about it, right. So their meeting kicks off today, and they'll make their decision tomorrow. They were already widely expected not to raise interest rates this month. So again, a bit of a change from a few weeks ago when they were trying to stress that was a live possibility. And now the big question mark is this will even do it before the election? So, is this rocking the world enough to make them go on hold and then not do it? Certainly not this summer, and maybe not even before the election. I think the other big news today that viewers should be aware of, or listeners should be aware of, is this is the first day ever that German bond yields went negative. So that's what a turning point this is. United States bonds, basically what's happening is investors are fleeing stocks around the world, particularly in Europe, and they're running to the safety net. What are the safety nets? Because that's what I've been asking myself. Okay, we know the waters are rough out there. We know we haven't had a new stock market high in over a year. Not a lot of signs that the world economy or the world stock markets are going to grow a lot in the next few months. So where do you go hide? And traditionally, you go to bonds. And so these already low, depressed bond yields are getting even lower to the point where people are willing to take a hit, to take a negative yield on a German bond. And it's just unprecedented.
We're having a conversation this morning before breakfast with Heather Long of CNN Money by Heather Long on Twitter at CNN Money. We'll continue our chat coming up right after we check traffic this morning. And Mary Vandeville standing by with that. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. Not much happening on the area roadways so far this morning. We had that earlier accident westbound I-90, the Jane Addams near Dundee. That has since been cleared. Otherwise, no problems coming in on any of the roadways as of yet. And some minor delays outbound Kennedy just heading into O'Hare. Traffic sponsored by TGI Fridays. Pick a meal, drink for just $12. Dine and drink only at Fridays. Ending soon. Offer valid at participating locations for a limited time. Valid while supplies last. Some restrictions apply. Please drink responsibly. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
I hate cleaning my gutters. I kept hearing ads for that gutter guard system, so I thought, why not? I'll get an estimate. I was shocked. I never thought gutter guards could cost so much. Then I heard about Spring Rock gutter guards. The estimate is free, so it made sense to at least compare them. I was shocked again by how much money they saved me. I'm talking thousands, like enough to take my family to Disney World. They take a different approach to gutter protection. A completely closed design keeps all types of debris out of your gutters. Sure, those higher-priced systems may keep the leaves out, but Spring Rock gets the job done at up to half the price with no compromise on quality. Spring Rock also comes with the same lifetime warranty. If the gutter system ever clogs, they will clean it out for free, no questions asked. Same result for less money. That's smart. There's more than one option when it comes to gutter guards. Compare today and save at springrockgutters.com or call 708-571-0632. Special financing is available. Drain your gutters, not your wallet.
Now, Mr.
Kafusman.
Gesundheit.
What?
Here's the list of documents our bank will need for your mortgage application.
22 pages?
Oh, silly me. I gave you the wrong package.
Oh, good.
You'll need the long list.
First American Bank thinks these days many banks make getting a mortgage a real ordeal.
You need my high school grades?
Your weight at birth.
I was premature.
Your father's hat size.
He never wore a hat.
Oh, boy, that's going to make things really difficult.
It's a tedious journey that keeps a lot of people from even trying to get a loan. But First American Bank has always provided expert service, makes applying for a mortgage a simple and easy process. They're with you every step of the way.
What's this?
The essay portion of your application.
Explain double zero bifurcation?
In 30 words or less. Go! I'm timing you.
What?
First American Bank. With surcharge-free access to checking accounts at over 55,000 Old Point ATMs worldwide, excluding HSAs. Visit firstambank.com. Call 847-952-3700. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-900-6181. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-6181. That's 1-800-900-6181. 1-800-900-6181.
Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Markets fell for a third day as investors awaited the Fed's decision on interest rates and Britain's EU referendum. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 133 points to close at 17,732. The S&P 500 dropped 17 points. The NASDAQ Composite fell 46. LinkedIn shares jumped 47% after Microsoft announced plans to buy that professional social networking company. Firearms makers climbed as investors wondered whether Sunday's mass shooting would drive up gun sales. There's hope for beleaguered air travelers. Congress has approved $28 million to convert more than 2,700 part-time airport security screeners to full-time. That equates to an additional 53 screening lanes. 600 more officers will be hired before the end of the fiscal year. McDonald's plans to move its headquarters to downtown Chicago by the spring of 2018. The company has signed a lease to take up residence in the former site of Oprah Winfrey's production studio, which closed in December. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program, 521, and we're on with Heather Long this morning of CNN Money. And Heather, I was watching your colleague yesterday. I love him, Richard Quest, talking about Brexit and trying to explain it a little to us. There seems to be a little nationalism at play here in the UK. People do feel like there is negative consequences to them of being in the European Union there for their economies, for their businesses. Is that a sense that he got and you get as well?
Well, I think when it comes to something like this, I'm not sure that people are thinking so much about the long-term prospects. I think you're right that there is very much a I don't know, what would make us decide if we were trying to decide whether, and we did decide in our country whether or not to leave the UK back in the day. And it's been interesting to hear people's reasons, but a lot of it, for the older generations, it seems like some of it comes back to World War II and what they sort of felt in the ensuing years, whether they felt that the European Union was beneficial to them or not, a closer Europe. And you're right, for the younger generations, it's been interesting that I don't hear more of them thinking about the benefits of being able to travel and work in other parts of the European Union. And from the outside, from America, it's easy to look and say, why would you want to break up? You have this huge ability to trade with other nations there and to move freely, and the economic benefits of being tied closer, particularly to Germany and France. But that's not always what people think about when they go into the ballot box.
Right, and that's sort of our transition point here. And I don't want to put my own feeling on what is happening, but it seems a little radical. Would you say, is that a good way to describe it, radical decision? Or no, is that going too far?
I think that's a lot of world leaders, including President Obama, have basically used that word. Okay. In terms of trying to warn people not to do it. And then clearly, I think the market reaction from Wall Street has also been one of shock that this has become a real-life possibility that it will happen.
And so that the transition then, too, is to what's happening in the United States. With Donald Trump, with our election here, with the process, with the divisiveness. You know, people say, no, there's no way Donald Trump will ever be elected president. Well, really? There's no way that the Great Britain will never leave the European Union? It's, you know, it's not hard to make a connection there.
Yeah, I think you're right. And for months, I think you and I have been talking about why aren't the markets reacting more to the notion that Donald Trump could be president. And several people have said to me that Brexit is the perfect example. They may not be in the markets and investors and economists. They may not be pricing it in now, but you better believe what the polls are showing closer and closer to the election could have a bigger impact on the economy and on business decisions. And I think we've seen that perfectly. You know, boom, June 1st hits, those polls change in Brexit. Wow, look at what's happening to global markets.
Right, exactly. So, and then the other thing, too, yesterday in the program, I began by asking folks and sort of suggesting that folks take stock, not in their stock market, their portfolio, but in the life around them following the Orlando shooting. And it really surprised me yesterday when I read that gun stocks were just through the roof yesterday. What is with that? I mean, what is with that?
Well, sadly, well, I would use the word sadly. Some people criticize that on Twitter, but the reaction, the belief is after every major shooting that that the government will come in with more gun control. You did see calls, particularly from the Democratic leadership and the president, to enact more gun control yesterday. And so the reaction, right or wrong, in the stock market, you saw one of the stocks, Sturm Ruger, go up 10%, nearly 10%, and the other major gun maker was up about 8%. So that was, right or wrong, gun sales continue to climb in this country, and the belief actually was that they will go further.
And it's not even those guns that are even being discussed. It's the assault rifles. The AR-15s, you know, so it's again, I'm scratching my head this morning wondering what.
Well, to put it bluntly, as several commentators have said on Wall Street, President Obama has been the best gun salesman that the industry can ask for. So every time that there's been a major shooting in this country in the last few years, the president has come out, that particularly after Sandy Hook. He spent a major part of his big speeches that year talking about gun control. It didn't ultimately pass, but that it, even if it's just talking about assault rifle bans, and bringing that back, the belief is it seems to spur more people to go in and buy guns. And when this one of my colleagues reported already FBI checks, so those background checks that you have to go through to legally acquire a gun in this country are back at a high from just a few weeks ago. So that this is very much a live issue, and that people on Wall Street are believing that it could go even higher this summer.
We have about 30 seconds left, Heather, but the Federal Reserve of Interest, they're not going to do it this time. You think they'll wait?
For sure they'll wait. Okay. And frankly, I've said it before, I think their motion is go slow and be cautious. So I'm really dubious that they're even going to raise before the election.
Heather Long of CNN Money, always good chatting with you. You can find her at CNNMoney.com, at by Heather Long, at CNN Money on Twitter. Have a great day, Heather.
You too. Take care.
It's 527. This is the opening bell to the newsroom. Vic Vaughn standing by watching World Headlines. Vic, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Some very disturbing news coming out of France. Another terrorist attack. This one streamed live online, and the president there with a very sobering warning to police officers. Plus, the latest on the terror investigation in Orlando. All coming up next.
Stay with us. It's 528 on the opening bell.
From ABC News Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone. A battle of the consoles at the big annual video game trade show here in L.A. E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, kicks off today, and once again, video game makers are beefing up their consoles.
The new Xbox One S.
Microsoft
console.
Announcing it's not only releasing a thinner version of its Xbox One to be called the Xbox One S, but it's also developing a more powerful console called, for now, Project Scorpio, which will be fully 4K and support virtual reality. Letty Cherry is with Microsoft.
Really bringing high-fidelity VR to life.
Over at Sony, they've seen dominance with the PlayStation 4, which already has VR capability. The PlayStation VR headset still hasn't shipped, but is expected in October. PlayStation working on a new PS4 as well. Then a Nintendo with the Wii U not doing so hot. It has a new console in the works. Also at E3, a bunch of new game titles being unveiled or shown off this week. With Tech Trends, I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
The big story.
We find out the latest details from the tragedy in Orlando. And Pride in Chicago, the big celebration, is coming up. We'll talk more about the efforts to keep it safe. That's the big story on Tuesday.
Learn something new with Andrea Dallas and the big story. Next on the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
We've got caucuses, primaries, and debates going on. We've got to talk about a certain candidate. I'm not here to address his politics. What I'm here to talk about are the important issues, like his hair. I'm Kristen Decker, known around WGN Radio as the Hair Queen, and I think the Donald would benefit from some Ovation cell therapy. Ovation would fix the brittle and dry-looking nature of his hair. I've been using it, and I'm very pleased with how healthy my hair is. The shampoo, cell therapy, and cream rinse work to condition, add volume, and shine. I'm not the only one raving about Ovation cell therapy. In a recent new customer survey, over 90% of respondents would recommend Ovation hair to a friend. You want results from your politicians, and you want results from your hair care products. Learn more about the full line of Ovation hair products at ovationhair.com. Choose WGN Radio at checkout for a special savings. That's ovationhair.com and WGN Radio at checkout for your all-American introductory discount.
Country Financial and the Suburban Tribune would like to congratulate Alexis Yeager of Rosary High School in Aurora for being the Country Financial Community Choice Athlete of the Year for the West Zone. Yeager, the December winner, repeated as the state champion in the 200-yard individual medley and earned four medals as the Beads won the state title for the fifth time in school history. She set a school record in the 200 IM prelims, then won the final. She placed fourth in the 100 breaststroke in school record time and was a member of Rosary's winning 200 free relay. Congratulations, Alexis. Country Financial and the Suburban Tribune would like to thank all the athletes who participated in the Athlete of the Month program and represented their school. To view all of the Community Choice Athletes of the Year, visit chicagotribune.com/athletes. It's the High School Athlete of the Month, presented by the Suburban Tribune and Country Financial. For all your insurance and financial service needs, contact a Country Financial rep near you.
Apple's iOS 10 is coming. Siri is getting a facelift. iTunes Music, all gonna change. We will talk with a reporter from TechCrunch about the big developer conference yesterday coming up on the Opening Bell. But right now it is 5:30 and it's time for the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN, and the news is sponsored by Cars for Kids. Here's Vic Vaughn.
French President Francois Hollande is holding emergency meetings this morning after a man claiming allegiance to ISIS carried out a knife attack overnight near Paris against a high-ranking police commander and his female companion, also a police official. Both were killed in the attack, which was videoed on cell phone and streamed online at Facebook Live. The attacker took the couple's three-year-old child. Police later found the attacker's body inside a home. It's not clear yet how he died. The child was found alive. The attacker's Facebook account has been suspended. ISIS has claimed responsibility. President Hollande warning all police officers there that they are being targeted, warning that terrorists are professionalizing and can now find police officers at their homes. Officials say they've instructed all officers there to begin taking their service-issued weapons home with them. The investigation into the worst mass shooting in U.S. history in Orlando, Florida, inside a gay nightclub, has uncovered more information on the shooter. Survivors say they had seen him at the nightclub before, as often as twice a month. He also used a dating app for gay men. Officials say it's not clear yet whether he himself was gay or whether it was part of his preparation for carrying out that attack. The FBI says it's highly confident he was self-radicalized. Say there's evidence he researched beheading videos. He pledged allegiance to ISIS during a phone conversation with a 911 operator, a call he'd made during the attack. He shot and killed 49 victims at Pulse nightclub before being killed by police. Now WGN traffic with Mary Vandeveld.
And so far, not too bad on the Edens or the Kennedy. Eisenhower moving along just fine. Stevenson is starting to build, especially on 55 into Cass. Some debris in the roadway inbound Ryan at Roosevelt. Earlier accident westbound I-90 near Dundee has been cleared. Watch for some road work that starts up tomorrow, actually, in Wheaton. Road work on Highland over Route 56 and 88. And that'll be going on until Labor Day. The road work continues Blue Island and Western and 139th until June 18th. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Business owners are faced with a million decisions. Some are easy.
What kind of pen should we order?
Some are harder.
Is now a good time to open a second location?
No matter what the question, ultimately, it's your call to make. At your Wintrust Community Bank, we don't think banking should be another thing you have to worry about. We provide support to make those tricky decisions a little easier. We're proud to be Chicago's bank for business. Learn more at wintrust.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-900-2023. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-900-2023. Again, that's 1-800-900-2023.
Select Craftsman Extreme Grip Tools are on sale this Father's Day at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid June 15th to the 20th on Select Craftsman Extreme Grip Tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
We love those ads.
You point at junk, and it disappears.
It really works. Look,
this is the coolest thing ever.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Can I tell my friends?
I hope you will, ma'am.
1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Experience the proven performance of Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybeans. Built on the high-yielding Genuity Roundup Ready 2 yield technology, Roundup Ready 2 Xtend soybeans will provide tolerance to both dicamba and glyphosate. Contact your local Monsanto representative to see them in action at a local field day this summer. And join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag ExtendYourYield.
Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Dicamba is not currently approved for in-crop use.
Your money on WGN. In Asia, markets closed mixed. The Nikkei lost 1% in value. The Hang Seng off about 0.5%. The Shanghai finished with modest gains. Trading's sliding in Europe this morning. Markets in Germany off nearly 0.75%. In England and France, losses are more than 1% now. Oil and gold futures pointing to a lower start to trading, as are major index futures in the U.S. Your numbers are covered here with Steve Grzanich throughout the remainder of the hour on this morning's opening bell. Let's head over to WGN Sports with Dave Innick.
The Golden State Warriors knew the absence of the suspended Draymond Green would make their job tougher against Cleveland in Game 5, but it was even tougher than they thought. LeBron James and Kyrie Irving each had 41, James with 16 rebounds and 7 assists, and the Cavaliers survived an elimination game on the road, beating the defending champs 112-97. They will host Game 6 on Thursday. In baseball, Adam Eaton's 12th inning single gave the White Sox a 10-9 comeback win over the Detroit Tigers. The Sox had trailed 7-0. They tied the game with 2 in the ninth. They're back at the 500 mark. The Cubs dropped their series opener in Washington 4-1, managing just 2 hits on the night. Max Scherzer retired the first 16 Cub batters before an Addison Russell home run. Cubs and Nats play again tonight. Mets manager Terry Collins will return to the dugout tonight. He was hospitalized Sunday in Milwaukee after feeling ill before the Mets game with the Brewers. Former Minnesota Wild coach Mike Yao will be the next coach of the St. Louis Blues after one more season with Ken Hitchcock behind the Blues bench. Yao will be an associate coach next season, then take over as head coach. And Hall of Famer Gordie Howe will lie in state today at Detroit's Joe Louis Arena. The Howe family has invited fans to attend the public visitation. Dave Edit, WGN Sports.
A flood advisory remains in effect until 7 a.m. for Grundy, LaSalle, and Livingston counties. Up to 3 inches of rain's already fallen there. The National Weather Service warning another inch is on the way this morning. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, cloudy today, will be in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms move into the area by mid-morning, and that chance of rain hangs around pretty much all day into the night. It's 64 at O'Hare, 71 at Midway, 69 in Calumet City, 64 at the lakefront. Next news at 6 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Vic Vaughn on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. Apple has unveiled new capabilities for its digital assistant Siri, software improvements for iPhones, and an overhaul of several apps, all happening in its annual software conference in San Francisco.
This is our 27th Worldwide Developers Conference. The developer community has never been more vibrant. We now have 13 million registered developers, with 2 million added in the last year alone. We're excited that we're attracting so many new developers.
Laura Kolodny is a tech writer at TechCrunch in San Francisco, and she's been covering a lot of the Apple stuff going on over the last 24 hours, and she's with us on the phone this morning from there, at Laura Kolodny, by the way, on Twitter. Laura, you've been watching a lot of what's happening, so what would you say are the big headlines?
This was expected, but Apple has announced its iOS 10, and that's going to bring a lot of changes. One of them that I was really excited about was kind of a smarter and more involved Siri. Siri is going to allow you through iPhone, iPad, you know, whatever your Apple device is, to interact with other apps. So you can, you know, tell Siri to book you a ride on Lyft or Uber or something like that, or Siri, call my friend on Skype. So, you know, it's applying the smarts of Siri to other apps you might like to use that aren't necessarily built by Apple in new ways. And Siri is also going to be making suggestions to you within iMessenger. Like, if it understands from a conversation you're having with friends that someone's asking, you know, for your current location, it can sort of like autofill this so that you can send it quickly without a whole bunch of typing on your touchscreen keyboard. Or, you know, if it understands from a conversation you're making a new contact and they, you know, they want your info, can suggest that. I thought those were would make my life easier. And then iOS 10 also, there are going to be some changes to photos. That looks like it's gotten a complete revamp, and you know, especially for parents who are using their iPhones constantly for that little bit of you know, personal paparazzi stuff. They're going to have more sophisticated image recognition to help you sort through and use your photos better, categorize them, and even make things out of your photos and videos a little more easily in the devices. There's also iOS 10 is going to bring some new apps, and one that I'm really excited about also is it's called Home, and this goes along with something you might hear about on the developer side, all the programmers, you know, who are courted to make cool things that work with your Apple devices have already had access to HomeKit for a long time. This is to make smart home devices. Now there's going to be an app for the end user who's putting smart things in their house, you know, whether that's a smart thermostat, maybe it's a security camera over your front door or something else, an entertainment system, smart lighting. You can now use this app. It's sort of like one centralized location, a universal remote to control all those gadgets in your home and, you know, not have to fire up a separate app, not have to learn a separate app for each and every one. And that one seemed like kind of a, you know, a convenience play that puts Apple more front and center in the sort of Internet of Things market, which is really competitive.
And so what would I would be able to what then adjust my thermostat and do all those other things with that app?
Yeah, from one app. It's called Home. You know, you could have right, like, set, okay, I'm arriving home and it's date night and I'm in the car with my significant other and I'd like you to turn the lights to a nice romantic color and have the music on his or her favorite, you know, sort of genre, like by the time we arrive and you walk in the door and, you know, all your smart devices are stepping in line with the settings you've put them to. I mean, there are a lot of fun applications for that, but also there are a lot of energy saving or water saving devices out there. Or for example, you could, if you're curious from your phone, you know, use Home to just check in on your security camera and at the same time take a look at, you know, hey, is there a water leak going? But like you're doing it all from one centralized dashboard in this after Home gets released, you know, and it's just, it's sort of simplifying for people that are tech enthusiasts and are already embracing this stuff. You know, a lot of people still have, you know, points of hesitation. They worry about security and these systems being hacked, but, you know, the 20% in Europe and maybe 35% in the U.S. that are using smart home devices, having it all controlled through one app can just be convenient.
It looks like there's also going to be some changes to the way we use messaging, and they're going to add some emoji and some handwriting stuff. What's happening with that?
That's really cute. You know, Apple's messaging has been pretty straightforward. They're not exactly wacky, and we've seen younger new players like Facebook Messenger with its emoji and GIFs and things, and Snapchat doing lots of things with the geo filters. And now Apple's inviting a little whimsy into its system. So, you know, there will be sort of mapping of words that you're writing to the affiliated emoji, and you can automatically kind of translate what you're writing into the emoji if you want to communicate like that with that sort of, again, it's a little bit of whimsy or wackiness. And then there's a feature that allows you to draw within this or use your, you know, messy handwriting, which they've had similar features before, but this looks a little more sophisticated and can give sort of a hand-hewn feeling to the way you're using messaging. What did you see of today's announcement that caught your attention?
I like the facial recognition thing for the photos. I think that's a huge deal, because if you've ever had to search your phone or iPad for a photo, if you have a lot of them, it could take forever.
Yeah, it's true. And Apple's made pretty strong commitment to keeping things private and encrypted, you know, for reason, news cycles looking at their approach to security and government. And I think that will be nice for people who want the convenience of facial recognition, but might not have as much trust in other platforms and companies.
And it also looks like Apple Music is getting a complete overhaul. And then also Maps is getting, you know, they're redoing the Maps a little bit. It seems like, you know, Apple is trying to keep itself relevant, because people have, you know, written Apple off. Do you see that happening there, that's what they're trying to do? Because this thing today was well attended.
Look, Apple's never been irrelevant. Android is a huge market opportunity for developers of all kinds of apps and hardware that's internet connected. And so no doubt it's competitive out there, and things like Amazon Alexa, Echo, you know, I mean, it's for sure competitive. But it does put Apple, you know, it gives Apple developers sort of more ways to connect with and see relevance in the Apple ecosystem, to kind of bring emphasis back to it. I think developers will be excited about this. You know, Apple Pay is hitting the web too in the near future. So Apple Pay will become more useful beyond the iPhone and the point of sale systems that have, you know, adopted it earlier. But yes, consistently we're seeing Apple making moves to keeps developers committed to making things for iOS devices, right, and to work within the Apple ecosystem that are going to appeal to consumers and, again, stay within that iOS ecosystem. Again, I don't really think Apple's ever hit a point where it's been per se irrelevant yet. I mean, they're, you know, it's hard to lose a founder leader like Steve Jobs, and there's good reason to be skeptical about some of the things Apple has tried or is trying, but for sure it's a force to be reckoned with still.
The Apple TV, does that play into the HomeKit part of this, or is that a separate thing?
Apple TV is not a complete requirement, but it is used for some features of the smart home. But this new Home app and HomeKit can be used whether you own and have the Apple TV or don't. That is my understanding of it. I may not be, I may have missed some nuance of the announcements today. They're coming fast and furious, but I don't think it's an absolute requirement. That said, hey, the TV is the center of the home, you know, kind of, for a lot of media consuming pop culture enthusiasts, and that's a lot of Americans. So, you know, we have it in our living rooms, and whether you're watching through an internet connected service or not, there's no doubt a lot of sort of like gathering around the TV, and it's to play games and watch on demand, and not as much anymore, but like to watch live. And, you know, so it figures, and I think it will be very attractive for a lot of users who are kind of the TV always on types, who use it for all these things to kind of control the different devices in their home through the remote they're already using.
Laura Kolodny from San Francisco this morning, TechCrunch tech writer, and she's been covering the big Apple conference that was yesterday and continuing. Lots of announcements for the iPhone and technologies coming up. You can find her at Laura Kolodny, Kolodny. And, of course, all of her stories at TechCrunch and TechCrunch.com. It's 5:48. Let's get an update on traffic this morning. And here's Mary Vandeveld.
Accident being cleared up on side of the Stevenson and Pulaski. It's causing some big delays, though, on the inbound trip as well. From Harlem, it's about 28 minutes inbound from the Tri-State to Lakeshore Drive. Same heading outbound as well. Some more inbound delays around Cass. No problems on the Eden Clinton's or the Kennedy-Eisenhower a bit tight. Just around the Mannheim area, the Ryan's Building from Roosevelt. Clear in the Bishop Ford, 57, and the Tollways. Watch for the road work continuing Blue Island, Western and 139th until June 18th. Traffic sponsored by Nexium, available at Walgreens. Head to Walgreens for Nexium 24-hour for frequent heartburn, now in new easy-to-swallow tablets. Hey, spring is for barbecues and picnics, not frequent heartburn. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
It's round three of the Kevin Powell dating game,
where two lucky contestants vie for Kevin's heart.
Hello!
Get on with it!
Or a free dinner.
Yay!
This is Father's Day this weekend, and the meatheads from Polina Market are back with grilling tips.
Rose back with Anna this afternoon at 3 on 720 WGN.
It's so exciting to look for new furniture. You have the chance to revamp a room and the thrill of finding a statement piece that fits your style. Make an experience out of your search by shopping at Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. Goods has a wide selection to choose from and creative decor ideas that you can see, feel, and visualize in your own home. To add to your experience, try staying at the bed and breakfast as you get away from the hustle and bustle of life and relax in quaint little Kewaunee. Goods also has a wine cellar restaurant and shops at Market Square. The staff is so friendly and welcoming that you feel as though you're actually part of the Goods family. Experience the good life with a short trip out west on I-80 to Goods Furniture in Kewaunee, Illinois. You can also take the Amtrak, which takes the hassle out of city traffic. Goods Furniture open every day from 9 to 6. There are no pushy types and absolutely no hype. You just get honest-to-goodness value day in and day out.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-618-2636. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-618-2636. That's 1-800-618-2636.
Did you know in Jewish tradition, a fetus is not considered viable till after it graduates from medical school? Hi, I'm Brad Zimmerman. Come see my new comedy, My Son the Waiter, A Jewish Tragedy.
The New York Times calls it great comedy, and the Huffington Post raves, you'll laugh your tuckers off.
Joan Rivers once said, I've had three great opening acts, Billy Crystal, Gary Shandling, and Brad Zimmerman. Catch My Son the Waiter. For tickets, visit mysonthewaiter.com. Now playing at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive patient-centered healthcare experience at their Family Medicine Clinic, Speech-Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, Dental Institute, and Eye Institute. At their clinics, you'll receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. That's 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
552 futures markets pointing toward a lower open later on Wall Street. The Dow futures off 22. NASDAQ S&P futures off as well. Around the globe, it has been a rough night in Europe and Asia. All of the indices lower by at least 8%. Let's get the latest on commodities now. Good morning, Orion Samuelson.
Steve, good morning. Before we look at anything else this morning, let's check the numbers in the weekly crop progress reports issued yesterday afternoon by the Department of Agriculture. Corn planting, of course, complete, and condition of the corn crop unchanged from a week ago. 75% rated good to excellent, but Iowa showing 80% in that category. Soybean planting is 92% complete nationally, but in Illinois we still have 10% of the acres to plant, and in Indiana 9% of the acres to plant. Condition of the soybean crop, 74% good to excellent nationally. Tough day in the cattle market yesterday. Apparently, a lot of traders disappointed by the cash cattle prices paid last Friday. As a result, June, August, October, December cattle futures down the $3 limit. August, September, October feeder cattle down the $4.50 limit. August hogs, on the other hand, ended $1.35 higher. And in the grain trade, corn did better yesterday. Again, concern over possibly hot weather during pollinating time. Nearby corn up 7.25, but nearby soybeans dropped 6.5 cents. And one unusual move yesterday. Cuba made its first U.S. soybean oil purchase in more than 5 years. The latest sign that drought and heavy rains in South America tightened supplies and disrupted long-standing trade patterns. You have a good day. I'm Orion Samuelson.
Thanks, Orion. You as well. Again, the day ahead, the Federal Reserve policymakers kick off a two-day interest rate meeting that's sure to be watched closely by investors and could impact the market as we move forward through the day. The Fed appears ready for another rate hike, but it doesn't look like it will happen during this meeting, possibly the next, maybe later this year. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning right here on 720 WGN and through the Steve Cochran Show, which is next. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of The Opening Bell. Our producer is Mary Sandberg. Production help from Men at Wake Night. Our producer has always been Cortez. Have a great day. See you back here tomorrow. Steve Cochran next. It's 5:55.
Your taste buds have a date with destiny in the Northwest suburb. Hi, this is Justin Kaufman from The Download, and we're hitting the road on Friday, June 17th from 7 to 11 o'clock, live from Taste of Des Plaines. Get a taste of the best restaurants in Des Plaines, from grass-fed prime beef burgers to homemade tacos and barbecue. Hungry yet? Parking and admission is free, and it just steps from the Metro Station 2. All the details at WGNRadio.com/events. It's our latest stop on the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands.
Maggie Baroshka was in sales but looking for something more fulfilling, something she could build and call her own. She realized insurance is something nearly everyone needs, and that's when Maggie decided she wanted to be an Allstate agency owner. Today, Maggie's built her agency from the ground up, helping people with the important things, like teaching young drivers how to be safe or helping customers customize their homeowner's insurance. Maggie has built equity in something she loves while taking care of the people in her community, while at the same time building a financial future of her own. Right now, Allstate is searching for new agency owners in Chicagoland. It's a great opportunity for driven people looking to build a good life they can count on in the future, like Maggie Baroshka did. Learn how you can become the kind of Allstate agency owner people trust to help put them in good hands. Visit AllstateAgent.com or text your email address to 71234 for additional information, subject to the terms of the agency agreement.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-400-5241.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-400-5241. That's 1-800-400-5241.
It is 5:58 and time for the Steve Cochran Show. And good morning, guys.
Good morning, Steve, and happy Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day to you. God bless America.
There you go. Fly your flags today. They remain at half staff, of course, for the Orlando victims all throughout the state and all throughout the country.
Yeah.
A lot of beautiful tributes. Did you guys see many of these tributes pouring in yesterday, especially at the center on Halsted? They had so many people attending the ceremony last night, the vigil for the Orlando victims, that it spilled into the street. Very calm, and it was just a wonderful vigil.
I saw some of that stuff, and if I could be honest for just a moment, I think I was just really angered yesterday throughout the day by some of the reactions that you obviously hear after this. But the biggest was, and we talked about it this morning in the opening bell, gun stocks through the roof yesterday.
Well, you know what? That always happens, though. Look at after Newtown. I mean, that always happens after a situation like this.
Everybody's entitled to their emotions. Yeah. Everybody's entitled to whatever you feel.
Right, exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
Come here, Steve. Give me a hug.
All right. Thank you. I needed that. Thank you.
The memorial service that they had is, you know, while well-intended, does draw resources away from the investigation shortly. But how do you balance that? How do you tell people not to get together and mourn together?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great showing, though, a great showing of solidarity, not just amongst the gay community, but I think Tony Preckwinkle had the best statement of the day yesterday. You know, it affects all of us as Americans.
You know, and the other the other thing in the middle of all this yesterday, I don't know if you guys were paying close attention, but over the weekend, we had 40 people shot in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just feel like people are getting numb to this.
Well, they absolutely are.
And it's like it's
there's people ready to move on today.
You want to shake people.
50 people shot in one place, and there's people ready to move on today. We got texts yesterday from people. God love y'all. Listen, you hate me, you love me, I don't care. Thank you for listening. And fortunately, more of you love me. But the fact of the matter is, we got texts yesterday late in the show. Move on. We've heard enough. Move on? Really?
Really?
That's just insensitive. It just is.
Well, it's selfish. It's selfish and ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We move on.